5.
Proper respect.
Proper respect. In our right side.
Yes.
And gradually, according to seniority, there should be. And take half an hour. When we are sitting, no? We are sitting and hearing Harikatha with the pride to give seniority, according to seniority, some honor to them, some partiality to them. I'm thinking that they are serving like Guru Dev Mohan. If you do like this, then all will think that, oh, this Guru Dev is so high class of thought. Otherwise they will tell that he had not taught anything.
So the disciples are so desperate, not giving proper honor. So if you are coming to me, you should try to follow the rules and regulations in every. Also, senior should not avoid anyone that, oh, he is junior and so that is just. No. That should, from the core of heart, they should try to love and always be helpful, like father or elder. So they should always go. Or Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Sadhguru, he always used to talk, think all these things to us. Even when we are going to take any water in a vessel, we should not pour the milk in water. If you are cooking you are giving some salt in dal, next time it should not be kept there, otherwise he becomes jutha. So take very carefully water, salt, masala and all these things, so that all should be pure. Not giving this and this without washing hands, you should take this. If you are doing anything outside temple or in outside of cooking room, you should not run and come at once. You should pour water on your face and hands. Don't come with shoes in Thakur Ghar, Thakur Mandir, or in kitchen room is also a temple. Where Srimati Radhika is cooking for Krishna with his sakhi, you are not cooker, but cooker is Srimati Radhika. So it is like a temple. You should try to make it so pure always. Also try to honor all the devotees who are taking them from anyone, XYZ. But they are chanting, they should be honored. No? If they are samajatiya, samajatiya means?
Like-minded.
Like-minded. Samajatiya. Then they should be honored more. And really, if one has taken diksha, really, in real sense, not like that Gurudev has given, one said here and told only one time mantra, and now we have forgotten everything, but we think that we are initiated. This is not in the yoga. So if anyone
in real sense he has been properly given this initiation. Try to with sambandha gyan in who is Jeev, who is Krishna, what is Maya, knowing all these things and having some real relation with Krishna among the four relations. Dasa Sakha Bhav Kalyan. In the beginning, there is no relation, only that he is Prabhu, I am his servant. But what kind of servant? There is anything in our heart. Gurudev acts to develop it. So we should know all these things. If anyone is chanting Krishna name 3 lakhs daily, and one person having relation with Krishna really, and he is chanting less, but he has so much good relation with Krishna and associates, then his one name will be equal to 3 lakhs name of other devotee who has not really taken initiation in proper way. Koti janme jadi kare shramana kirtan tabotana paye Krishna pade premadan. In crores and crores like births and lives he cannot attain Krishna. You should understand by example. Haridas Thakur was chanting 3 lakhs daily name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given him the name of Namacharya Haridas Thakur. And so much giving honor to Haridas Thakur. He used to go to give his darshan daily in his Siddha Bhakur. He has so much honor. Delhi he used to send Delhi his remnants to Haridas Thakur by Govinda. No? But there was a boy named Rup. He was so junior to Haridas Thakur. He was not any acharya. But although he was not chanting 3 lakhs a day, writing books, reflecting the moods of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who gave in Prayag, what he gave, Chaitanya Mano Bhishta, he established. Who is superior? For ordinary person, Haridas Thakur is more superior than Rupa Goswami. But those who know all the tattva, then they will see that Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari and Haridas Thakur is like Brahmar. Most superior than that. Ordinary persons cannot imagine this stuff. Only the persons who are doing so much bhajan, they can realize this fact. So we should try to go deep in Krishna bhakti. Taking initiation in real form, real way, and having some connection with Krishna. That connection should not go away in this life or other. This is called initiation. But anyhow, a person having no diksha, knows nothing, and chanting Krishna name, yet you will have to honor him. Because he is chanting Krishna. He is coming to be a family man of Krishna family. So this is if he is rebuking, rebuking even only you can criticize your mind, undeveloped mind or unconscious mind. Mind is so wicked. So we can take a broom daily in morning, beating mind, all mind, be pure and try to serve Krishna. So by humble prayer, everyone to honor all the Vaishnavas who are seen either in coming to Gurudev first or second, this union, or unity and serenity in bhakti. We cannot realize serenity and unity according to bhakti. Sometimes we mean we can count only serenity and unity from the date we have come to Gurudev. It is also okay, but that thing is more superior. Je jakhan Vaishnava chiniya adar karibe jabe, adar karibe jabe, those who are in a great to realize that he is Kanishtha Vaishnava, he is Madhyam Adhikari, he is Uttam Adhikari, surely he is above Madhyam Madhyam, and he should be respected. So we should give respect according to this quality of Vaishnava, say, whether he is in Kanishtha, whether he is in Madhyam, and he is in Uttam Adhikari. And according to this stage, we should give honor. Then we will develop so much, so much. So we should try for this. Any question? You should do. Any you like? You have prepared any?
नमो विष्णु सदाय स्थाय भूतले श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशवैति नाम अतिमात्र चरित्राय स्वाशितानन्द चपालिने जीव दुखे सदाताय नाम प्रेम सदान वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च श्रीरात्रिन्द्रुभ्येन च अतिथानां पाणिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय च कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यं गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय सदाये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय भक्त्या विहीनाय पराजलस्य चित्तस्य कामादिकर्मणे कृतामयीमां कर्मं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते शरणा तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति देव्यादे सनन नाम चरणम्. समर्पयितुन्नतोज्ज्वलसांसभक्तिहरिहपूरसुन्दरज्योतिकदम्बसन्दीपितं सदारिदये कन्दरे स्फुरति. that what is Unnata Ujjvala Rasa that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to taste the mood of Radhika. And what is Unnata Ujjvala Rasa that he wanted to distribute among all the souls. So, it seems some difference. Three modes of Srimati Radhika he wanted to test. And this is actually Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. But also he distributed by name, through name, Prem, and get Prem to all, it is also Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. So I want to make a very vivid explanation that you should know what is the difference between two. Up till now I have explained that the mood of Dasya, the mood of Sakha, the mood of even Vatsalya is not Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. Even Svakiya Bhava Rukmini and Saptabhama or Sita Devi to Ramchandra is not Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. So I am trying to explain these things that you may have some ideas of Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. You cannot take, though I will give so many explanations, but those hearts are pure. They accept Vaishnavas that come in the association of higher class of Vaishnavas. Then we take it. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna could not give to all. So I cannot give. But I think that those I have come to here, surely they have some past impression in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. And that is why they have come and joined. From different parts of the world, from England, America, and so forth. From Sydney, from where and there. And they are roaming with me here and there. So they must have some impression of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's family. So I think that if they will have some association and hearing all this, little by little, gradually, they can know all this. Certainly, as very strong impression will come in their heart. And those who are not interested with this, they will not take no harm. So I am explaining. I explain the mood of Satyabhama is Svakiya Madhur Rasa, but not Unnata Rasa. In India, there is a shadow of that Unnata Ujjvala Rasa in household life, by marriage. If any qualified person is married with any chaste qualified girl, by reciting Veda mantra and making Sakshi, evidence of fire, air, water, especially Gangal water, Tulasi, Salagram, Brahmins and devotees. There will be the evidence If anyone wants to divorce, they cannot. In any certain reason, if there is a cause that he has lost faith in Krishna and associates, lost faith in Harinam chanting, in this case, they can receive it. Otherwise, no. Like Gurudev caste could not be given in any way. If he is like so, then he can be. Otherwise, no. For poor knowledge, because he is not so beautiful, he is ugly, he rebukes, sometimes gives one slap. For these reasons, he cannot be so. He always controls Gurudev for our benefit, not for his benefit. Then he should not be. So in this way, all are evidence for this. So this is called marriage. And then wife becomes a servant of his heart. But not servant, half sahadharmini, sahadharmini. He always helps in dharma, in bhakti and all others. In India we don't take like servant, maid servant. Dharma. But nowadays time are changed and some impurity comes in this. Now they are following Western culture and they are giving up all this. So if married by this in Ved, with Ved mantra, in guidance of all what I told, fire, Vaishnava, Shalagram and all other things, water, air, then they become Shakya. Those who have been married to their husband, but from beginning they have no affection and love for them, and they have only affection for any other person from beginning, they are called Parakriya. But having so many, with so many persons, it is not guaranteed in any shot. It is so bad. But gopis are telling, Uddhava is telling, what is? In Srimad Bhagavat, Vyas, Asukadeva, Goswami are also telling. What is love? Prema Kriyo Vanachari Vyabhichara Dushta. Asukadeva Goswami himself telling. Vyas is himself telling. Those who have no connection with Krishna in any way, they are vyabhicharini. They are guilty for being vyabhicharini. Vyabhicharini means like prostitute. But those who are married to anyone or not, but if they are serving Krishna, chanting Krishna, remembering Krishna, thinking Krishna to their beloved, then they are superior than all kinds of goddess or anywhere, chaste lady. They are more chaste than any. You know the name of Arundhati. You know Savitri. You know so many. There were so many chaste ladies in Indian sculpture. But also you know the names of Mandodari, Mamandari, wife of Raman. Wife of part of Pandavas, five Pandavas, Draupadi. Kunti, the mother of Pandavas. Gandhari, no. No Gandhari.
Ahalya.
Ahalya.
Tara.
Tara. wife up to grieve and Bali combined. At first he was married to Bali, but when he was suited, then he became the wife of Mandodari. He was the wife of Ram, but afterward he used to live with Vibhishan. Kunti had three husbands, four. One Pandu, and secondly Pavandev, Dharmadev, Dharmaraj, and
Indra.
Indra.
No.
Therefore, but still she was more than any of Chastulis. Why? Draupadi has five husbands, but still he is known as a unmarried girl, Kanya, so sacred. Why? Because they used to think that Krishna is my beloved, by heart and soul. Though they are married to anyone, no heart. So, gopis are most just among also these, most superior than these five what I told. And all others, having the mood that he is my husband in this body of what? Earth, air, water, fire. So much stool and urine and so many bad things in this body, thinking them. Pati means who sets from any suffering, sorrow, death and everything. And he supports with pain, knowledge and all these things. He is actually Pati. Or Pati's husband cannot save us from death, suffering, sorrow. Our husband cannot save us from being old. If hairs are going white, they will not. Some things coming on oldness. So actually, our beloved and husband and everything is Krishna. Those who are like this, whether they are married to anyone, X, Y, Z, no harm. But if they have no at all any connection with me, or connection even, but thinking that Krishna is my beloved Krishna. So those ladies in Vrindavan, girls of Vrindavan, gopis, is still married by the trick of Yogamaya, I told to yesterday. By trick. Gopis are none different from Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika is Rajni Shakti, Swarup Shakti of Krishna. Like sun and its heat, water and its liquidness. They cannot be separate. And all the gopis are Kaya View, manifestation of Srimati Radhika. There. Who are taking easily part in Rasa and serving Krishna. Though they are outwardly married to, have given marriage to anyone go, but that marriage are false, only to create some mood that we are wife of another go. But loving Krishna, they have no connection with their nothing. So, the marriage is not done and they are thinking that we are the wife of this go. They are called Parakiya. Parakiya means married to others, but having so much affection and love to Krishna. Whether they are married to anyone, only being girl, unmarried or married, all are Parakiya. And they are so much superior than any of chastity. because we see that Uddhava, no marriage at all, he was Palad Brahmachari. Narad, Bal Brahmachari. Sukadeva Goswami, Bal Brahmachari, he never used cloth even to high class of devotees. But all they wanted to take the feet dust of gopis. Why? If they are not so sacred. Ātāmaho charnarīndusāham śyā vṛndāvane kimapa gurum lataushajīna jahdu sajam svajana ārya pathanca hitva bheje mukunda padavim sutithi mṛvikyā vande nanda praja kīrtīnām ādhrenum abhiknasa jātāṁ harut kathāt gotim punāti bhuvanasya. Buddha went to Vrindavan and he realized the glories of Gopi. At first he used to know that I am superior than any devotee. But when he came, he realized this, that Krishna has sent me to learn something in this school of, Prema school of Gopi, the personal school of Gopi. But I am thinking that I am not even qualified to take admission in this school. Oh, so high class of a center. Why Krishna sent me to? I am not qualified to even give my name in that school. So very far away. I am only glorifying them by taking the feet dust of gopis, because they have given everything to serve Krishna. They have given shame, they have given fame, the service of their husband. They have forgotten their own body and taking milk and everything, decorating that. That's all this. I cannot give. So, I am not qualified to go in their school. Then how I will have a chance to get the feet dust of gopis? So he becomes hopeless. Hopeless twice. He is saying that I am doing pranam to the direction where gopis are there. I am not qualified to even to touch the lotus feet dust of gopis. Even one dust. There are lakhs and lakhs gopis. Buddha even cannot countenance. And he cannot reach to all gopis. How he can pray all the dust of all the gopis' feet? He became hopeless. Then he thought that I should take only one dust of any of the gopis.
Dust particle
from any of one dust only. Krishna says that Uddhava, if you like, you can select of what one gopi, which one you want to take one dust. Then what he will, to whom he will select? Srimati Radhika. So he wants one dust of lakhs and lakhs particles of lot of feet of Srimati Radhika, one particle he wants. He thinks that even I am not qualified to do this. So I am praying from the direction, in the direction which that lot dust is there. If I can pray one dust, I will be what?
Successful in my
हमारा जीवन धन्य उठेगा, सार्थक हो जाएगा. life is instructed. If I am praying from far away, even if anyone goes to Vrindavan, Pandipan, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Giridhar, Govardhan, Bansiwat, Seva Kunja Vrindavan, Nandagaon, Kadampate, you all remember Kadampate. You remember Kadampate in Nandagaon. And Uddhav Kyari, where Gopi was feeling so much separation, all their senses there. And Uddhav went there, and realized there the glory of the Gopi. Then he is telling me, my life has been successful. Coming in the school of Gopis, though I was not admitted, only air comes from that school. So this is called Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. This, if the cells, if nerve cells, Brahma and Shankar son, sometimes Shankar wanted this and make a shape of Gopi, but he was caught in the midway and he was given so much like this, and his sticks were and he began to cry, Yog Maya. I will never come in Vrindavan, and I will never dare like so to take part in Rasasthali or Tushi. So this is called Unnata Ujjwal. Unnat means highest. Unnata Ujjwal. More shining than sun. Charming Krishna with heart. The affection of Srimati Radhika is the highest mood of this Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. In Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, by this slope of Uttama Bhakti, Anya Vilasitam Sunyam, Jnana Karma Jnana Pritam Anukulina Krishna Anusidanam Bhakti Uttama, in this slope, Bhakti Uttama denotes that highest affection of gopis, that is Parakiya Bhava Unnata Ujjwala Rasa. Krishna has come in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to test this topest mood of gopi. No? He cannot distribute this thing because it is wealth of only Srimati Radhika. Even Lalita Vishakha had not these moods. Madan, the highest topic of Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. But some inferior, that is called Mohan or Modan, they have. In this, gopis become so much object that seeing Uddhav, they are thinking that a bee is there and he is like a dhoot of Krishna. Sometimes angry, sometimes favorable, sometimes in others, having so many mouths, they are talking about that bee. Perhaps Krishna has come in the shape of bee to test all these things. And gopis are telling, oh, you are madman, you are impure, go out of from here, don't try to touch my feet, and so pure, go out from here. How, in what shape you have come? To make us angry, more angry. You are so foolish that you cannot think how to come to pacify the anger of gopis. You don't know. And Uddhav, oh, really? I don't know anything. Buddha is hearing all this and very far away. And he is asking, what is Unnata Ujjvala Ras here? But he could not be a spark, a sprinkle of object. He returned to Mathura. He cannot be any entity of Vrindavan. Not even cows, calves, or anything. Cows love Krishna more better than he thought. And Krishna has to come like their sons, and calves like friends. Krishna. Like friends, and like doing like this. Sometimes massaging the legs of cough, giving very soft and sweet grasses in their mouth. My friend, take it. Buddha cannot realize this. He is seeing that how coughs are loving Krishna, but he cannot love like this. That is why he was not qualified to be in the Vrindavan, and at last he has returned in. So this you can think, what is, can you guess? Guess means? Can you imagine something? That what is Unnata Ujjvala Ras? Especially the mood of Srimati Radhika is Unnata Ujjvala Ras. So Krishna was so much worried to test all these things. If anyone has no such love and affection, he cannot realize Krishna is how sweet, how beautiful, how singing beautifully on the. And he cannot love like Gopi. Never, never. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give some inspiration, sparkle, to sprinkle, some very little particle to jiva. They cannot be a tolerate Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. They cannot tolerate. They have no capacity to have. They have no qualification to have such a high class of affection in them. Only Srimati Radhika is called you. They can. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to give this thing, Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. What? Unnata Ujjvala Rasa Swabhakti Sriyam. Some more emphasis on this last word. Swabhakti Sriyam. Swabhakti means? Swa means?
Own.
Own bhakti. What own? Who is own? Srimati Radhika is own. Krishna. His bhakti. Not his bhakti, but his bhakti Sriyam. Swa means Radhika. Bhakti means Radhika's bhakti. And this. The. Sri means Shobha.
Beauty.
Of Srimati Radhika's Unnata Ujjvala Rasa. If you think there is a kripa.
Whatever.
If there is kripa. No. If there is kripa. There is no leaf, no fruit, no flower. There is no beauty of that. When there are so many leaves, very, very green. Very green. So many flowers are there. In each branches. Some fruits, very reddish or golden. Like grapes. And some manjari, you know? What is manjari? Not 2 hours.
Same.
Like mangoes and manjari. Antique fruit comes. Very, very sweet. Cuckoos always take this and sing so sweet. Very delicious, very tasteful. If air comes and touches and plays with these creepers or all the leaves become so happy and do like this. They begin to dance. And manjaris doing like this with happiness. This is the beauty of that creeper. But if creeper has no leaves, no back manjari, no fruits, no leaves, air will come and he will not play with it. And he will have no taste to play. So if he sees any creeper playing with air, let's go in there, dancing all this life. You know, people tree? People. I have not seen here, perhaps we have seen in many forests. But it's dancing. If air little comes, then they begin to dance. And their heads being here and there. So this is the beauty of that creeper. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give the beauty of Radhika's Unnat Ujjwalaras, not Ujjwalaras. I think you have known something that I want to tell you. Make a Kirtan.